patchworkers, our dear Patreons as well. Patreons, what do we call them these days?
Well, Patreons. They're Patreons because they're the only ones that are getting this episode, not the other filth.
Thank you so much for your continued pausing of support. yeah, thanks for sticking with us. A little bonus patch for you. I don't know if there's any little tidbits we want to give. It's just really great to be back. Just to let you Patreons know, finally be back in the room, all three of us. It's such a fun experience to record this, and it is a reminder of how enjoyable it is once we're all together.
Yeah, I think we did. There's some of the tidbits could be that we did try to get in the room sooner, but you had COVID.
I did have COVID.
Yep.
Still lingering around.
No,
it sucks.
No,
it massively sucks.
It's such a nice routine, such a lovely creative outlet. And like, I think the routine thing, I don't have a lot of routines in my life, but this every couple of weeks, whatever we do, it's just lovely knowing that it's coming up and it's going to be fun and you're going to have an argument or two as well.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Getting stuck in.
What do you got for us?
Stuck into the boys.
What I wanted to tell, and it was great because you guys didn't even realize, mm-hmm. and it's something that I thought about, and the fact it did not get a Gerns at all.
A Gerns?
Wow, really ockered it up, didn't we, at the start of this bonus pack?
Fuck yeah. You know me, I'm Australian. Christian, when you got back, we went for a pub session, the three of us, mm-hmm. and then the next night,
mm-hmm.
there was another thing on, and it was there as well. I wore the same clothes.
Did you?
On both nights, I wore the same shirt and pants.
You're kidding.
And you guys didn't notice.
That's pretty funny.
And it was crazy because I was like,
that is such a bold move.
It was great because
I can relate to this.
Because I think when I went out with you, I changed into that shirt when we went out. And I was like, oh, this is barely warm. We're out for a couple of hours, right? So then the next day, and I was like, I'll just wear that again.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Thanks.
Is it the underwear question?
That's fresh.
No. I have a feeling that on night one, did you wear your jacket a bit more?
Oh,
was there
maybe
a bit more jacket play?
Oh, jacket play. Is Josh not being completely honest with us?
No. You might be right. You might be right.
Jacket
actually.
Play.
You might be right, and that's a good thing.
But still, but you was there a wait. Did you think before the second night? I wonder if Christian and Dion picked
it. I was like, if I do, because I'm like, you're always so agony. Like, well, I couldn't possibly wear the same thing two nights in a row.
Why is that a thing?
What?
I didn't think you'd give a shit about that. It surprises me that Josh should even bring this up. Because, like, I thought you would, you may do that all the time, and I would have no idea.
It's a saucy morsel.
No, you're not going to wear the same thing. If you're seeing the same person and you can remember it.
If you're seeing the same person, but something I've founded recently on the dating scene, I wear the same thing.
Got your good dad outfit.
I got my good outfit.
Yeah.
A good fucking outfit, which is chinos, bit of a loose linen top, bit of boy.
But that makes sense, right? But you're meeting new people all the time. But you're like, this is a good look. And so the thoughts that went through my head.
You know what? The thing is that
there's a little bit of under the covers there.
A bit of boy
is
in
everything.
This instance could be. Can I list what I think a bit of boy could be?
Yeah, and this is insight for Patreons because this is something we use in our vernacular, not on the show.
A bit of boy is you exposing a bit of skin on your chest.
Could be that.
You had some nice aftershave on.
Yep. Or could be a bit of boy.
Just something to take the edge off. Anyway, so I was thinking about it. I was like, I would never normally do this because I'm always like, well, you couldn't possibly wear the same. We've got to keep the episode moving, dickheads. I couldn't possibly wear the same outfit two nights in a row.
Yeah.
Let alone with the same bloody people.
Yes.
Same so boys. I thought, you know what? I'll see if they'll notice. Because if they don't, it's content for the pod. If they do, it'll be a great thing to talk about.
It's still content for the pod. It's all content for the pod.
Why are we calling it pod? We always try to not do pod. Just stay clear of the pod.
Okay.
Anyway, on this pod. Did you consider telling us on the night?
I think I did, but then I think I forgot.
Yeah, okay.
But I was amazed. That it didn't blink an eye. None of you even came close. None of you were kind of like, are you wearing that?
But I think that's a testament to the fact that we don't care what each other wears.
Exactly.
Except when you look that's a shame.
What?
I was going to say, except when you look bloody great. Like when you wore your dating outfit.
I don't know if it was the dating outfit.
Where did you wear
close.
It? It was
to your birthday.
Yeah, because you look. No, but it was a time before that you wore it.
Oh, yeah, we went to the pub.
Oh, okay, so it was the pub time.
Oh, you did it similar.
I was still too busy looking at Dion.
But that was it. I'm not used to getting that sort of entry. So when I came to your birthday thing, there were like eight people there and people were like, oh, you look really good. Like you're holding a glass and you're wearing a watch. I'm not used to that kind of treatment.
It's because you're focusing on the package at the moment.
Who is?
You are focusing on the entire
package.
Oh, meaning
the whole boy.
So the boy's focusing on the boy.
The boy, the boy's got the boy in mind.
So you think that effort is coming across?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an entire package.
You know what's really interesting though? To say that, like, yeah, great, Dion's getting a lot of compliments when he walks in, that means everyone else has not done enough.
Well, it's just because
you're not good enough. Alone, yeah. Like, whatever.
But it's more of the same, which is disappointing.
Yeah. So it's when there's been a conscious style change.
Isn't it? I feel like I would wonder what you would do, Josh, that would make me go, whoa.
Well, Josh had his moment with his linen pants, linen shirt.
Oh, yes.
He's had his moment.
That's actually very true.
But it's true.
Yeah.
You've had
and
that
you've
transition.
Adopted the look.
This
what
is
was
new.
That?
Well, this is the evolution of your checked rubbish, your checked small rubbish. Evolution.
If the weather accommodates, I'll wear a nice linen.
Yeah, but you love a linen now.
On a nice day.
And you got good feedback for the linen.
What about in winter? Have you graduated to something else?
You can't do linen in winter.
No, not winter, but have you, like, you've done linen in summer. I feel like you need an equivalent in winter because your winter clothes are appalling.
Isn't someone telling you that you look good the
best? It's pretty great.
No.
I have.
What?
It's not that. Like,
it's great.
But it's meaningless. Like, so what?
Nah, it is such a boost. It's such an ego boost.
I think this is a subjective thing. For me, if someone goes, what you're wearing looks fantastic.
Oh, that is nice.
My ex-housemate, your current housemate, Georgia, once said I was wearing a jumper. And she goes, that jumper looks great.
Oh, that's so
hurt
to say. That's such a lovely thing to say.
And every time I look at that jumper, I'm like, I look great in that jumper.
You know what? I can't remember. It happened to me recently and it just makes you feel so good and you realize how much you latch on to those comments. Like you're saying that jumper now is imbued with that. All it was a friend saying,
but it's a not interested party, not coming from a partner because a partner will often to pump your spirits.
I still get off on that. I still like that.
That's incredibly sexy when your partner says to you, hey, you look great. It means I've still managed to keep them interested
tonight. Yeah.
That's huge.
Big things.
But it's also about the actual compliment. Like if it's not just, I think you can do a bit better than you look great. If you're going to give a compliment,
specific of it. Your hair looks really good.
Your hair looks great, or your
lack of hair looks great.
Or that really fits you, or it suits you, or that color really looks good.
Overly priced piece of thing you've got on your wrist.
You reckon
Zion,
this thing?
No. Didn't you buy like some pieces of string that were really
expensive? That will be in a future episode. That will be in a future episode.
I can't wait. I love the setup. Overly priced pieces of string.
Yeah, okay. This is the setup. This is the window into it. It's realizing that men only have limited things that they can accessorize, I feel. And it's like, and so there's a watch and there's stuff around your neck and shit.
Yep.
And so I got
Puka
into
shells.
That. Puka shells.
Oh, yeah. I bloody wish.
We'll dive into it in a main episode. And then after that, we'll give the patrons what they're not expecting.
Ooh, yeah. What about
a bit
rings?
More insight. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think you've got to be a person with a ring.
I think you'd look good with a ring.
I don't reckon I can do a ring. I can't do a ring.
I think a couple of rings.
How bold are you taking a fashion choice? Are you ever going to try out a bold choice? Be like, I'm going to do it.
Christian does it occasionally.
Or do you shy away?
No. I've tried a couple of times. When I was younger, I made some bold moves.
Recently, you wear like a pair of pants. It's like a straight thing with like a boy.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. No, I've tried a couple of looks.
The shoes you're wearing. What about the white thing?
Slides.
Yeah, the slides. That's pretty like ambish.
Is it?
Ambish for a boy.
I feel like I'm teetering on the edge of what's popular. I'm probably like a couple of years behind. Mate, people were wearing slides maybe 2 years
foot
ago.
In the door.
And then I go,
you've got your foot in the door, probably, you haven't walked into the house.
All right. And I'm happy to adopt the culture once it's been established, but I'm not going to break new
ground. But you know what it is for me?
I'm a sheep.
It's always about, am I going to feel like a wanker? It's always that. It's treading that fine line are people going to look at me and go,
a fashion peacock.
I wish I wasn't as self-conscious about it. Mm. And I don't know where that comes from. I just don't want to give off the wrong impression to people. I'm already doing that.
Well, you know what it is? And what was it?
Wearing your pants so low.
What was interesting?
Shut up.
What was interesting while I was away, buying stuff when I'm away, and you go, I really felt like when I'm away, I'm like, don't overthink this.
Yeah.
Like you can agonize. I'm like, just get it because you're probably making the right decision. And everything I've bought when I was overseas, I love it.
Really? I hate it. I always hate it. Especially when I go to an Asian country and I try on a shirt that's like three quarters down
your
my
yellow
arm.
Shirt.
Which yellow shirt?
When you went to what Asian country did you visit before Taiwan?
Oh,
you bought
Thailand. Singapore.
You bought this beautiful yellow shirt and you wore it once. And I was like, that is a fantastic shirt or a
oh,
jumper.
Really?
And then you're like, ah, it's too big.
Oh,
the
no.
The sleeves were too long.
No, no.
You never wore it again.
Like, it's because, yeah, and but it's usually like a button-up shirt. Not usually. I once wore a button-up shirt three quarters down my forearm. It's like, oh, this is going to look good. Wear it here. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
So true.
It's shocking.
But yeah. I think the key is, with all of this stuff, you've got to think you look good in it.
Mm,
if you yeah. have that in your brain, like, nah, I think I look great. And I definitely felt that way with a lot of the clothes I bought.
Yeah.
When I've since I've got back, I'm like, I'm so glad I brought it. I think I look great in that. Mm. It's such a good feeling.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Would you ever tell someone if they didn't look good in a particular article of clothing or class of clothing?
Ooh.
I think like, only if they asked, absolutely, you'd be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm not much of a critical dresser anyway,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? I don't think I have a eye for that anyway.
Mm. It's also because sometimes you'd see something and you think that looks ridiculous. Like when I first saw those wide leg pants, right, I was like, oh, well, that's not going to stick. Skinny leg is the way to go forevermore. And now everyone has these wide leg pants. And when I look at it, I go, well, that's cool.
Skinny just don't look
nah,
good anymore.
Skinny's still good.
I'm happy with
yourself,
the skinny leg. I love it.
Ultra skinny. Just
I know,
it.
No, it doesn't.
You get it.
Very,
this will
very
be,
2006,
this will be,
isn't
this
it?
Will be your. This will, boomers had the iPhones, the smartphones. This will be your iPhone.
One day, and one day they'll come back, and you'll be like, "I was wearing that when I was a kid."
The worst, you know, the worst one that I'm objective. Like, I do not understand this. All those shit-looking sunglasses from the 2000s. I'm like,
the
they look horrendous.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
They're never
they
good.
They look horrendous.
Nah,
yeah.
that's this is us being completely detached from what
yeah.
the
because
yeah. I generation
wore them when
was
I was
wearing.
A teenager, yeah. and I think looking back, I'm like, they look horrendous.
Good
they're
for,
not cool.
Good for cricket. Good for giant slalom. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Good for music festivals as well. Now
I said giant slalom.
Slalom. That's you a mean slalom or slalom?
Asylum. A slalom.
A slalom seeker.
Slalom seeker.
Yes! Gotta laugh, baby. Out we go.
Punch down.
No, it's people.
I know, I know. I know.
They want to ski.
They're skiing to
Seekers.
They're skiing to Australia.
Okay, patrons, thank you so
Josh
much.
Josh is so PC.
Yeah, such a woke podcast. Welcome to Patchwork.
To Patchwork.
Oh, that's better. Oh,
better.
No. Adobe Photoshop.
Yeah, better.
Better.
Thanks so much, patrons. We love you guys. You guys are great. We'll be in touch soon.
Yes.
Let's do more of this.
Get,
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Get on Discord. We're back. Get on Discord. And you know what? In a couple of months, we might do a live show. Shh, 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 shh. Don't tell anyone.
But we're back.
Right on.
We're back.
Oh! Hang on, a kiss to conclude.
Good work, babe. Bye, everyone.
Bye.